We're going to head out to Buffalo and be joined by Bulls head coach Lance Leipold. Good morning, Lance. How are you?
Hello?
Coach Leipold, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Appreciate you joining us. And obviously with Saturday, the tough contest at Liberty, when getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Bulls.
You know, disappointing day for us. You know, and that really starts with me. And, we came out a little flat, and they were very aggressive and, played an undisciplined game in many fashions. Some personal foul penalties put us in the hole, penalties in the red zone, stalled drives, and all in all, a disappointing and frustrating day. And we just got off the field, though. I think our guys are pretty resilient. They've taken ownership of the performance, and, we're ready to get on and prepare for Temple.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach Leipold. Obviously, the Saturday didn't go the way you wanted. Just talk about what were some of the challenges, both offensively and defensively, with your Bulls, again, either being able to sustain drives or get off the field.
Well, I think one thing was you got to give credit to Liberty and Coach Freeze for his staff. You know, they're 0-2, and they came and played like their backs were against the wall a little bit and came out extremely aggressive. They have a very talented receiver that caused some matchup problems for us. Their quarterback got hot. He was 23 for 30 on the day, so we didn't do much to slow him down. And as I've said, you know, just some self-inflicted misalignments, fraction snaps, some things that, you know, really are more on that we can correct and will than maybe even them. But again, they played extremely downhill. They were going to do everything they could to stymie any type of running game we could get going. And again, that caused us to get off kilter a little bit.
When you have a disappointing Saturday, just talk about that transition of getting ready and wanting to play in that next contest and how ready and eager your entire squad is for Saturday with Temple.
Well, it's a great learning experience. You just don't want to have to go through them or too often, that's for sure. And, as this team continues to evolve, and when you look at, how well we played for 30 minutes, the week before, you know, there's so much more that you have to do and get ready for. And, yeah, you show some flashes of it, but we have to learn it's all the time. It's every day. It's how we go about it in preparation and these things. And, it's still a pretty young team. You know, there's maybe 7 seniors that played in that game with meaningful snaps. And we're learning as we go through, and some guys are getting thrown into the fire, so to speak. But they continue to be coachable and working hard, and that's kind of what we have to build upon right now and continue to work through things to find our full identity.
Let's go to our next question for Coach Leipold.
Our question is from Mark Narducci with the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Coach, hi. I have a two-part question. The first is, can you give me what you think of Temple, your evaluation of Temple?
Well, first of all, it's a combination of sorts. You know, that last year when we played there, we felt that it was an extremely talented team, an extremely physical team. They've been known for that, great size and athleticism. And then you take Rod Carey and what he did at Northern Illinois. Obviously, we played him in the Conference Championship game last year. They'll know us really well. And watching them on film, there's, they've kept some of the physical, demeanor about them, and that's what Rod's always had in his program as well. And watching really what they've done, Maryland was the talk of college football last week in many parts of the country, and where they were at and how explosive they were, and they completely shut them down and won a very tight football game. So a highly impressive win against a top 25 team.
You played Penn State earlier this year. Are there any similarities between Temple and Penn State?
Yeah, I think so. You know, especially in the size and the lines and the front sevens and the physicality and total athleticism. I think those two teams would be a nice matchup. I mean, they're as we've gone through and played different teams through the year and looking again on film, Temple looks like a Big Ten team, and in a lot of ways that they've kind of gone about it is they play that way, and they want to be physical in the run game and establish that, be excellent in the play action, and then take their vertical shots as well. Athletically on defense, again, a group that runs around well and plays with a lot of confidence. So, again, this is a big challenge for us. Again, in a team, I haven't seen anything if they receive votes or whatever, but they probably should. And going against Rod and his staff, there's going to be some familiarity on both ends of this. But again, a very talented team.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Sean Pastore with Owls Daily.
Hi, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you today?
Great. So, last year, Kevin Marks had a big game, down in Philly. And I guess as the season progressed, Patterson came on. And I was just curious, those guys – they complement each other. I mean, Marks, I remember, being big and physical and, tough to bring down. How do those guys, complement each other when you're running
well,
game
the,
now?
And it's probably more coincidentally because the way, Jarrett really came on as well. Jarrett's a little bit shorter in stature. He's a make-you-miss guy with really good quickness. Like you said, Kevin's a little bit bigger back with a little longer stride, gets downhill well and does some things. Yeah, he played extremely well and physical in that game, and we're going to need that this week from him again. But they do complement each other really well. We do use them on the field together at times this year, and that and with our offensive line, we're going to need those guys to play well to have a chance on Saturday.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to ask was just how I just look at numbers, but how Van Treese, operated as the punter there.
Yeah, he struggled a little bit on Saturday, and that's kind of a dilemma we're in right now. We're continually to Kyle's working hard at it. It's not too often that you think you lose your punter for the year and in such a way. So. Again, Kyle will continue to work on it. We have confidence in him, as well as we'll work a backup kicker, Jackson Balter, as well as some in there if need be. So we'll see where that takes us. Jackson's a young man that we're hoping that we're having the hopes of possibly redshirting, but I don't know if that'll play out that way. But again, Kyle's given us everything we can as he's been pressed into this situation and duty.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, Lance, we appreciate your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Temple. I want to say what wish you best to look on Saturday in that contest, and we'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Lance, again for Lance Leipold and the Buffalo Bulls coming off the 35-17 loss against Liberty. They will be at home hosting Temple this coming Saturday, September 21st, kickoff at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, and the game will be on ESPNU.